Good morning. I'm Bob Linden with Vegan Animal Liberation Commentary on the Morning Mix on KPFA, and I am honored to attempt to represent the truly voiceless, those who never have a vote, the most oppressed beings on the planet, so oppressed that they are eaten for food, beaten for entertainment, worn for clothing, and subjected to horrific experimentation. So, given the limited amount of time allocated to animal advocacy anywhere in the media, I'd like to suggest that if you love animals and abhor oppression, you go vegan. How about today? I did say vegan, I didn't say vegetarian. What's the difference? Well, to many people, there shouldn't be any difference. A vegetarian and vegan should both not consume any animal body parts, nor secretions or excretions, but leave it to the corporate PR influence of the so-called meat and dairy industries, and soon you have a hijacked word that is virtually meaningless. And animal abusers laugh all the way to the bank. What are the reasons you went vegetarian? And how can you justify your breakfast of a cheese omelet and a glass of cow's milk, or that tuna fish sandwich for lunch, your Greek yogurt, the ice cream, your chicken wings? Yeah, there are all the rationalizations, the prefaces, the lacto-ovo, pescatarian. What's next, a beef-eating vegan? Well, that's how ridiculous it is becoming. With the height of absurdity, the New York Times writer Mark Bittman's book, Vegan Before Six, After Six, You're Eating Animals? Well, the reasons you became vegetarian are the reasons to go vegan. In that cheese omelet and glass of cow's milk, you avoid no animal suffering. Cows are raped, impregnated, babies are kidnapped at birth, they become veal, you drink their milk, and mom becomes hamburger after she can't produce milk. You may as well be eating a hamburger. And the egg means every male chick is killed at birth, and the females are mutilated, imprisoned, and killed. Nobody gets out alive. Cesar Chavez, the great vegan hero, said that if you are changing your dietary lifestyle for compassionate reasons, you get rid of dairy and eggs first. Dairy and eggs, all poultry products and fish consumption, are associated with cancer and heart disease and environmental devastation. Too bad the word has been hijacked and confused, associated with so many great traditions for so many decades, like the San Francisco Vegetarian Society for 40 years, sfvs.org, but it produces a great vegan festival at the end of September, and the restaurant for two decades, Vegetarian House in San Jose, totally vegan. The word is confusing. So I say, let's consider that there are only two categories of people, vegans and pre-vegans. One of these really benefits animals, human health, and the environment. To find out which one, listen to the hundreds of free archives of Go Vegan Radio with Bob Linden at goveganradio.com.